You're at the Gemara, which is 6 lines down from the top on Nun Hey Amud Beis. So just keep in mind the Mishnah we mentioned last time stated that there's nothing wrong. The wine only becomes tame because of Yayin Nesach if it was touched when it got into the cistern, when it got into the bore. But before that point, it's not Yayin Nesach, even if it was touched, it's still not considered Yayin Nesach, even if it was touched by a non-Jew. Amar Rav Huna, so comes along Rav Huna and makes the following ruling: Yayin kiven shehischel himashich osa Yayin Nesach. Once the wine begins to move from its original location, from the press through the trough, I would say it becomes already Yayin Nesach. That's a problem. Why? Because that doesn't jive with our Mishnah. Tanan, it says that in our Mishnah that you can purchase from an idolater a wine press that was treaded upon, even though they took the grapes in their hands, the crushed grapes in their hands, and they put it into a heap. There's no issue. It's not considered Yayin Nesach. Well, what do you mean? According to Rav Huna, once it starts moving, once it starts flowing, it's considered Yayin Nesach. Rav Huna, so Rav Huna will tell you, Begas Pekuka Umaleya. Our Mishnah must be talking about where the vat was plugged up. It was plugged up, and therefore it couldn't move. Since it couldn't move in the Mishnah, it wasn't becoming Yayin Nesach. It could only so that therefore, only once it's inside the cistern would it be a problem, because right now it's plugged up. Then he would just turn it on its side and unplug it, and it would fall right into the cistern. But in a regular case, when it's not plugged up, once it starts moving, it would become tame. That's how we would understand the Mishnah, according to Rav Huna. That's how Rav Huna would understand the Mishnah. Tashma ve'ena osa yayin esach atsheira the bor. But hold on a second. But more specifically, it says that the wine doesn't become wine until it gets into the pit. But Rav Huna's statement says once it moves, it becomes yayin esach. So the Gemara says no. Hachanami begas pekuka. Well, we give the same answer. That case was talking about when a hole was plugged in, plugged up. Tashma. Well, we have another problem. Tashma yara the bor. Mashi v'bor aser v'hashar muter. Says, well, look at the other part of the Mishnah. It says, once the wine goes into the pit, and then it's touched, only what's in the pit is aser, but the other stuff before that is not. But hold on a second. According to Rav Huna, who says that once wine is flowing, it becomes Yayin Nesach, if it's touched, according to this opinion, in our Mishnah, it wouldn't become Yayin Nesach. Even in the hypothetical, it wouldn't become Yayin Nesach. So you can't give the answer of that it's the vat was plugged up, because this is just even a hypothetical point he's making. It would be problematic. So what do you do with this? So the Gemara answers, Lo kasha. Amar Rav Huna, Lo kasha. Says Rav Huna, I'll give you the real answer. Kan b'mishnah rishona, kan b'mishnah acharona. We had an initial teaching and then a latter teaching. The initial teaching was our Mishnah, and then the later teaching was Rav Huna's ruling. Titania, as we learn in a brisa, Barishona hayu omrim badad. Barishona hayu omrim badad. So originally, like I was saying, they used the rule by badad. What is badad? It's the following mnemonic device. It stands for Beis Dalad Dalad Ein Botzrin Ima Ovd Kuchavim Begas. Number one, don't harvest grapes with an idolater and the vat, because you're causing tumah for chulin in Eretz Yisrael, which you can't do, because you're creating tumah for the first time. You're also not allowed to trample, crush grapes or fruits with a Yisrael who is working on these peros in bituma, in ritual impurity. Why? Because you are helping him at the time that he's doing the avera. You're helping him continue the avera. However, you are allowed to trample on the grapes with an idolater. We're not concerned of Rav Huna's ruling that once the liquid begins to emerge or flow from the vat, that it would be Yayin Esach. That was the original statement. However, the Chazru Lomar Dabab, they changed it to Dabab. So we had Beis Dal Dal, now it's Dalad Beis Beis, which is what? Ein Dorchin Im Ovek Achavim Begat. Number one, we will not trample, crush grapes with an Ovid Kochavim in the vat, Mishum de Rav Huna, because of Rav Huna's ruling, that would not like our Mishnah, because that once the grapes, once the juice flows, it becomes Yayin Nesach automatically. V'ein Botrin im Yisroel She'osa Perosa Betuma, V'kol Shkein She'ein Dorchin. You're not going to harvest with a Yisroel who is treating his fruits in using fruit in impurity, in ritual impurity. You can't harvest with him because you're being misayeyed over avera, and certainly you can't trample with him because you're also being part of the problem of being misayeyed over avera. Aval, however, botzrin im ha'ovid kachavim begat. However, you are allowed to harvest with an idolater in the vat. Why? Shemutter ligrom tuma lechulin sheberet Yisrael. You are allowed to cause tuma to chulin, to mundane items in Eretz Yisrael. That would be okay if it's done with an idolater. As Rashi says, you would think, well, if you can harvest with an idolater in Eretz Yisrael, then why can't you harvest with a Jew? So he explains that this idea of being of mutter ligrom tuma lechulin is only by an idolater. It's not by a Yisrael, and therefore you cannot harvest nor trample on fruits or grapes with a Yisrael. So you see that our Mishnah is completely not kehalacha. We had that ruling, the reading of the Mishnah, and then later on through Rav Huna, they had a Mishnah Achrona, they had a different halachic teaching, which is completely the opposite of what our Gemara originally ruled, or what our Mishnah originally ruled.